Hey, fearless man and woman of God, welcome back to the Anxious Christian Podcast. I am your host, Tashaya Monique, and I am so glad to be back here with you guys. I have really been in my word, like reading Genesis and getting deeper revelation, just starting this new year off strong in my word. And I'm just so excited to share with you guys the revelation that I got while reading this. And so today, our topic is going to be faith over fear. Faith over fear. Easier said than done. It's hard for us to trust God when things are looking scary. It is so hard to trust God. In California, where I'm at, we just had a series of storms just coming in, and it was like things are looking shaky. Trees are falling on people's houses. There's floods. The levee broke. I think about five of the levees broke in our area. So in those times, like a lot of people, it's hard to really trust that God is there to guide and protect us. And just watching everything go on around myself and in my neighborhood and in my community, it's like we really have to have faith that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. The promises that he already promised us, he's gonna protect us. He's our provider, he is our shelter, he is our refuge in all these times, the good and the bad. And it's just important for us to really lean on him and not our own understanding. And so in my study time of reading Genesis, out of all the stories, and I've read them multiple times, but out of all the stories, the one that just really resonated with me was the story of Joseph. For those of you who may or may not know, the story of Joseph he's the son of Jacob. He's one of the sons of Jacob, Joseph. But long story short, his brothers sold him into slavery, which is just like crazy thinking in our time, like, wow, your own brothers, like they sold you into slavery. They tried to kill him. They put him like in a pit and left him there naked. Like they really battered and abused him because he was the favorite. He was the favorite of his father, Jacob. Or Israel, towards the end, he was the favorite of his father, and they did not like that. They did not like the favoritism that was being shown towards him, and they plotted to kill him. And ultimately, they ended up selling him into slavery. And through his story, all of these things that did not work out in his favor, they like just everything after thing after thing kept happening. He gets sold into slavery, but then he ends up at the Pharaoh's house, and then he ends up getting thrown into the prison because one of the Pharaoh's high servants his wife accused him of trying to sleep with her or trying to rape her, essentially. And he ended up getting thrown into the prison. And then in the prison, he, you know, had got favor with the guard, and he became one of the people running the prison, but still as a prisoner. He deciphered two people's dreams inside of the prison while he was in the prison. And he was like, don't forget about me. Let Pharaoh know, you know, that I deciphered your dream. And the person forgot about him. So just all these events kept happening. But you know what? He remained humble, and his faith in God remained strong, unwavering. His faith remained strong throughout the process. Through all of these trials, his faith remained strong the whole time. And then eventually the cards began to unfold where Pharaoh had a dream and he couldn't get anybody to decipher it. And then his cupbearer was like, oh, I know a guy. I know a guy. All these years later, you know a guy who can decipher a dream. Although he forgot about him then and he didn't give him the credit that was due then, it happened right on time. So it wasn't his time, it was God's time that it happened. And God had a plan for all of his suffering that he went through. He ended up coming out on top. Once he deciphered Pharaoh's dream, he was able to rise to the top and become the ruler of all of Egypt under the Pharaoh's guidance, of course. But he, you know, had all the say-so of the land. And then he was able to reconnect with his family. It was a strange way because they came after the famine, and he was able to reconnect with them and really be able to see them again after they thought they sold him. Maybe he died, or, you know, they had no clue what happened to him. His father is missing him. His father thought he died. He got shredded up by an animal. But that, of course, was not true. He had ended up becoming the ruler of all of Egypt. And his brothers came, and once he revealed to him who they were, who he was, they were in shock. Like, they were in shock. They were terrified, like, to reveal this to him. And then in the end, long story short, in the end, he remained humble. He remained faithful through all the tribulations, the trials and tribulations. Like, God made everything work out for the greater good. In the story, like, his brothers are at the end, they get upset once his father dies, and they're like, well, what if he tries to seek revenge for us? But all that Joseph wanted, and he reassured them also, he forgave them. He forgave them. He reassured them. He promised that he was going to take care of them, because he knew that all of this was because of God. This had to happen. All of this had to happen in order for him to become king. If they would have never sold him into slavery, he would have never become king. He would never become king. He would never have been over the land of Egypt. He would have never been able to do that. And so we have to trust God. I did the podcast a little while ago where we're talking about, you know, you can't go over it, you can't go under it, you can't go around it. You have to go through it. And this is one of those times demonstrating in the word where he just had to go through. He had to go through this in order to get to what God had for him. And I'm a strong believer in what God has for you will be for you. We don't know how we're going to get there. We don't know what it's going to look like on the way there, but we have to trust God's plan. We have to trust his plan. We have to trust that all things are going to work for the greater good for those who believe in him. We have to really put our trust and our faith into God, God himself. There was another story. I began reading Job, and in the story of Job, like, just going over the whole thing, Job lost everything. Family, cattle, house, everything. He lost everything. He was broke down to everything, to nothing, excuse me. He was broke down to nothing. He lost everything that he had, and he's constantly wondering, like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And so his friends are like, well, maybe you're being prideful, or maybe you're doing this, and maybe you're doing that, and you're not being humble. But he was a humble man. In the Bible, it says that Job was a blameless man. He was a blameless, upright man. Like, he, God seen him as good in his eyes. And so why would all of these just terrible things be happening to him, somebody who believed in the Lord with all their might? Of course, you know, Satan had to do his little do and try and break him, you know, and try and break him and make his faith waver, because that's what it really came down to. He wanted to show God that he was just doing it for the things that God was providing for him, and he didn't really trust in God. But Job, in the end, was able to show that even with nothing left, that he had God, and God was enough. God was truly enough. And, like, all of this just really, you know, resonates with me in my heart, because it's like, I'm not that old, but, like, I'm 30, my short 30 years of life, my 20s, like, boy, oh boy, were they crazy. Like, I felt I was at a point where I felt like I had it all, you know, a husband, car, kids, house, really good job, all these things. Like, I had it all, but it took for me to lose it all to cling to God. It took for me to lose it all to cling to God, because I was truly depending on those things to make me happy, those things to bring me through. And when it was all said and done, I had nothing. All I had was God, my faith. That's all that I had left. My faith that God was going to fix it and bring me through. That's all that I had left. I told a little story before, like, I had a job where I felt like I was not going to survive without that job. I truly felt like I was not going to survive without that job. I leaned and depended on that job. And that's exactly where I went wrong. I did that job more than I read my Bible. I went to that job more than I prayed. I put that job before everything. If I had to work on a service day, I put that job before that. And I had no boundaries when it came to that. Like, I really depended on that job, and God had to take that from me. He had to take that job from me to show me that I do not need that job, and that all that I need is Him. Put your faith in me. That is the lesson that I learned, like, during that time, just even in those past 10 years. Like, I have to put all of my faith in God. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Even when I'm afraid, I have to put my faith in Him. That's when I need to put my faith in Him the most. My faith has to override my fear. I, again, through those 10 years of time, battling with anxiety, battling with depression, you know, and just so many different things happening in my life, I relied on everything besides God. And that's where I just truly went wrong. And God has to really show me, you don't need this anxiety medicine. I thank God because He put me there. You know what I mean? He was able to give me the resources that I need, and at that time, in that moment, to pull me out and bring me through. But I got to a point where I'm becoming dependent on something else. You don't need to depend on that. Depend on me, Tashia. Depend on me. I am your refuge. I am your shelter. Lean and depend on me. And that's what I really had to do. I'm clinging to Jesus because He is faithful. Even when the world is not faithful, that the world tells me no, God is telling me yes. It might not be right now, but God is telling me yes. But I have to be faithful and trust His timing. We have to always be faithful and trust God's timing. There's just so many different things that, you know, happen in our life. And I know that other people can touch and agree on this. And it's like, we try to take control and we don't have that control. You have to relinquish that control to God and let things be. All the worrying, the crying, the stress that I had, it was for nothing because God had already worked it out. He had already worked it out in my favor, you know? And now, like, I'm able to live a life where I can put God first. God has really been working on order in my life, making sure things are decent and in order in my life. And that order starts with Him above all things. Anything that's coming to, you know, take me away from God or distract me from Him, it's not happening. It's not happening. If it comes between me and my study time, or, you know, going to church and going to the services, it's not happening because I have chose to put God first in my life. That is the order: God and then everything else. Okay. And that, including my children, God and then everything else, because if I'm right with God, He is going to make sure everything else falls into place and works out. He's going to make sure that everything works out according to His will and His plan. I started reading Job. I don't know if I got distracted by this, but I was reading Job, and there was a part where a young man had been listening, I can't remember what his name was, to the conversation with him and his three friends. And they're saying, you know, he allowed himself to become proud, and God was punishing him and trying to humble him. And while this was partly true, you know what I mean? God does not always cause us to suffer to humble us. However, suffering does purify our faith. It was those times that, you know, it's in my suffering season, my season of suffering, that, you know, God humbled me. He humbled me and He purified my faith. Like, there's no other words for it. Like I said, I was clinging to Jesus and He purified my faith. But what God can do is way, and what He's can do, has done, and will do, and is already doing, is way beyond our comprehension. God will do exceedingly and abundantly in your life. He truly will. He will do exceedingly and abundantly. Like, he will do things that you could have never imagined. Like, it's, his plan is far greater than what you plan and what you can imagine. What he has in store for you is far greater than what you plan and what you can even imagine. But we have to trust and have faith in God. We have to have faith over fear. We have to have faith over fear at all times, even when times are seeming scary and things are being thrown at us left and right. You know what I mean? We have to have faith over fear. We cannot be fearful in this season. Okay, we can't be fearful in this season in our life. We have to trust God with all of our heart. It's easier said than done, I know, but get in your word, get on your hands and knees and pray. Give it to God. Give it to God and leave it at the altar. Leave it at the altar. Don't go and be trying to pick it back up. You know, we're all human. We're not perfect. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God at times, but we have to stand up and stay strong in our faith with God, in our walk with God. We have to stay strong. Our faith has to stay strong. We have to have faith over fear at all times. We cannot become fearful and weary when things don't look the way that we want them to look. I was telling my sister the other day, you know, you're getting worried like, oh, well, this means this and this means that. No, that's not what that means. We can't look at things negatively. Things are happening this way, but that isn't always a bad thing. We are choosing to look at them in a negative way. We have to look at them in a different way because maybe God was blocking you from something that was going to harm you. You know, maybe he was blocking that car accident that, you know, he stopped you from going on that freeway, you know, or he delayed your time because he was stopping you from getting hurt in a car accident. We don't know the plan that he has for him, but we have to trust. We have to trust and we have to have faith. We have to relinquish our control over our life and really just give our life to God and really trust that he is faithful and true. God has never let me down. That's my testimony. In my time of need, he has been faithful to me when I wasn't even faithful to him. And I thank God. Like, I give him all the glory because what a friend. What a great father. What a friend. Like, to really be that ride or die. Okay, we want to use ride or die. God is my ride or die. Let God be your ride or die. Have that faith over fear. Another story that I was reading in the Bible, it came from Exodus 4. I was listening to an encouraging word on this, and it says, this was Moses and God. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you." And when I read this, it's like God commanded him to do something and he was afraid, right? Like, we all know, nobody wants to grab a snake by the tail. You know, it's going to bite you, right? Like, that's just like, it's going to wrap around you. It's going to squeeze you. It's going to bite you. You know, it's a lose-lose battle. But with God on your side, you are on the winning team. You are on the winning team. You have to have faith that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. You have to have faith that God is going to protect you in those times where you feel like you feel afraid. You have to know that he is going to protect you. And this one little passage right here, God exhibited how Moses has to have faith over fear of that snake. When he picked it back up, it turned right back into the staff in his hand. It turned back into the staff of his hand, in his hand, and it did not harm him. But he had to have faith in God. He had to have faith in God in order to do that. So from that, it's like, do it afraid. Whatever it is, do it afraid. Trust that God is with you. Do it afraid. God is with you at all times. You can always call on him. You have a friend in him. He is your father. Do whatever you've been wanting to do, even if you're afraid. Do it afraid. God is with you. Anytime God breathes life into things, it's something about when God breathes over something and he puts his breath into something like he did Adam. It comes to life. Ask God to breathe on whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing, let him be in the midst of whatever you are doing. He is the great I am. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He can do exceedingly and abundantly. He tells us who we are in the Bible, and we have to have faith in that, that he is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shalom. He will provide us the peace that surpasses all understanding. We just have to put our faith in him and let our faith and have faith over fear. We have to have that faith over fear. So thank you guys for listening and taking the time to just hear the revelation that I got. And I just hope that I pray that you guys cling to Jesus. Cling to Jesus even when those times are hard. When the times are good too, don't forget to cling to him when they are good. Give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because it is not by your will or your might. It is all God. It is all God. Give him the glory for everything that he is doing in your life. And just watch how God continues to bless you. Just watch how he continues to bless you and the way that he continues to move in your life when you put your faith and your trust in him. So thank you guys. I hope this wasn't too long or long-winded, but I really, really appreciate you guys. Leave any comments that you like. Follow me on my website, tashiamonique.com. Subscribe to the Anxious Christian Podcast. I can't wait to talk to you guys soon. Love you, but God loves you so much more.